Hey guys, this is Nirvana Nokwe, Mselego, and welcome to Contemplations in Nirvana. So today I really wanted to speak about value. I thought it would be valuable to speak about value, perceived value, true value, just value, and just contemplate on that and chew on that with you and come up with some new insights, I guess. So what is defined as value in the dictionary is the regard that something is held to deserve, its usefulness, importance, and worth. And I think it's quite important to be able to define things and themes of things that are discussed among people, because oftentimes you find that people don't mean the same things. They may say the same words, but don't mean the same things. For example, you know, I was having a very interesting conversation with my partner, mashallah, about love. And he asked me quite an important and, you know, useful, valuable word. Like, I really appreciated that question for what it was. And so he asked me, you know, he's like, Nirvana, do I love you? And I'm paraphrasing here. Do I love you the way you need to be loved? Or do I love you enough? Or something pertaining to, is the love I'm giving you valuable? And so, flip, I'm going to have to wrap this up quickly because my girls are on the way. And so, you know, I was like, yes and no. And then I proceeded to ask him what his definition of love is. And I think before he could answer, I think he asked me that same question. And so I was like, love for me is the ability to regenerate and better oneself and make oneself healthy and whole in order to be able to give. I've not found a circumstance or instance where I had a headache, where I was thirsty and I could give someone water. It's not something that's on my priorities list, you know? And it's not something of value to me because I haven't placed it there, you know? If that makes sense. And I think that the crux of what I was trying to say is the best love one can receive is the love that's constantly improving the one who's like, how do I put this, guys? Oh my goodness. I cannot love the person with me well enough or more or better than the way I love myself. And I think then in this instance, love is starting to sound a little synonymous to treatment. I cannot treat myself better. I cannot treat someone else better than I treat myself. I cannot give to people what I do not give to myself. And whoa, ain't that a thing? That's interesting, right? But that's real, because the things I value, I'm most likely to endorse, promote, try to diversify and multiply. If I value drinking water, I'm most likely to drink water in front of people and influence someone or encourage that with other people, because that's something I value, because that's something that of use to me. Perceived use, perceived worthiness. That's something that deserves my attention. And so now, this is just very interesting. I think then my affections would lie in health, now I'm speaking pertaining to me, health and wellness and regeneration and healing. And healing beyond what we understand to be healing. And healing as a standard. And healing as a lifestyle. Like, sometimes, I'm not sure, maybe healing, the way I'm understanding it, doesn't become healing if it's a good lifestyle anymore. You know? If that makes sense. Just to choose better. And I think, oftentimes we assume conclusively, not to say that this doesn't happen sometimes or that it's not possible at times, but we conclusively assume that something that is useful has to be perceived to deserve. Does that make sense? I'll make an example. Black women, socially, as a social construct, as a political, you know what I mean when I say that, right? Useful. Are black women perceived to deserve? Maybe, more and more, but were we? Are we holistically, fully, as default in this society, in this paradigm that we've kind of created for ourselves? Maybe in other paradigms, for sure in other paradigms, but this one, this very toxic one, I don't think so. But that doesn't take away from the importance and the usefulness and the worth of black women. And so, I guess, perceived deservability from outer and inner and actual worth and importance, those things are mutually exclusive. But altogether defined as value. But it's interesting because in the dictionary, it's like two sentences. Yeah. And I think then it's dependent on context. Yeah, I pay attention to what people value, especially in terms of like genetic disposition. I really pay attention to what people have around themselves, and what people perceive as beautiful. All of those things. Who they perceive as beautiful, how they look like, who are around them. Like, I'm extremely observant of those things, and I think I make those analyses to see whether I'd be safe in that environment. Safety is layered. There's layered. There is this theory by Žižek Slovaj Žižek. He's a philosopher, and he speaks of subjective and objective violence. And he says, to view violence as this one-dimensional thing would be faulty, but there is more than one violence. So subjective violence and objective violence are much like you typing your Zulu name and seeing the red dots underneath. And then objective violence is getting punched in the face, you know? And from that, I implore upon you to go read on it. But from that, I think there's then inevitably also subjective and objective safety. And I, as a black woman, have felt that subjective lack of safety. On a multiple, like, yeah, it's like everything's safe, yeah, oh yeah, inclusion, you're here, you're sitting with us. I'm like, okay, cool, but are my thoughts valued? Because there's layers to this, right? Are my thoughts held as important? Do my thoughts have a seat at the table? Or is it just me? Whew. Oh, my goodness. Okay, thank you for tuning into Essence of God Space Radio. We'll continue in a couple days. And I hope you enjoyed that spice, because I'm about to go in and I don't want to because I'm going out. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a great time telling people to mind theirs and to honor their boundaries. Also telling a couple of dudes off. Anyway, it very well may not happen today, but highly unlikely. Okay, I'm done. I love you guys. Stay tuned, and I hope you enjoyed this. Bye-bye.